For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, 11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good afternoon, Southeast Louisiana, and everyone listening to the sound of my voice. Happy Wednesday to you all. I'm looking at my calendar, making sure. Should be January 8th, I pre-tape. And I'm looking outside right now, and it's absolutely gorgeous in Southeast Louisiana. How is it in your neck of the woods? How's it going? Man, I picture as this is reaching the nations. Might be very cold in some parts of the world. Amen. Hope you're doing well. Greatly anticipating this Friday night, my kickoff to the New Year service. I hope you're coming. It's free. The Sheraton Hotel in Metairie. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com and get all the details. Or Life Songs. Thank you. Life Songs has also posted our event. You can get all the information there. But come. Five essentials to winning the race. I'm just getting it underway. I'll continue next week. But we began talking about how Paul often compared the Christian journey to an Olympian athlete or a race. And look what he says in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. I'll get through 24. He says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? Now, let me explain what that means. He's in essence saying, hey, look, gang, if you're in Christ, if you're saved, we're all running. You know, sometimes you think, well, they're running, or I'm just the one running. Everyone's running a race. You might not like to identify it as such because it makes you think in the natural. Again, I know we're comparing to an Olympian athlete, but don't get caught up into the works of, you know, I got to beat out my opponent. Don't do any of that unless the opponent's the devil. But I'm saying in the race, you stay in your lane. Your race is unique to you and for you. And it's really a race to, at the end, glorify God in who you are and how you're transforming into His image and the work He gave you to do on the earth. I'll get more into that next week. But just so you know, we're all running. I remember a book by Andy Stanley many years ago called Visioneering. Now, I might mess up the quote, but I'll never forget he said, hey, we're all going somewhere. Why not get there on purpose? In other words, have vision. Use some engineering with Christ in your vision. Do it on purpose. You're going to get somewhere anyway. Why not have some direction on what you're doing? This is the same premise. We're all running, Paul said. Run in a way that you will obtain. Run in a way that you're going to win. Now, again, be careful. Don't cross that line of, you know, the arrogant, you know, not everyone's arrogant when they win the natural race. I'm just saying, not trying to stir your flesh to get an imperishable crown, to get a perishable crown. I'm trying to stir your spirit to get that imperishable crown. You're running to win. Another thing that I thought was very interesting, I'm going to give some characteristics of this race. It's not an ordinary race. In fact, in Hebrews, when it says run with endurance, the race, the Greek word for race is A-G-O-N, from where we get our word agony. Ah!
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.